Reception Perception, the show, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Reception Perception, the show, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Isaac Teslot took his job as that third receiver. And man, I mean, it's just, how many targets is he going to get? He's probably not going to matter for fantasy football necessarily, although he will be on the field a lot. He will definitely make some big plays. Dan Campbell and these guys love how he gets after it in the run game, how physical he is. And I've enjoyed watching that in the preseason, and I've really enjoyed their conversion from him as a collegiate slot player to an X receiver. You know, you and I, after the draft, sat down and we're like parsing out his profile, being like, what the hell is he going to be? And it's like, well, he kind of was a slot player, but he has some like X receiver route tree success signals, and they've gone the perimeter vertical player sort of with him so far. So he's definitely going to matter a lot more than we might have thought, you know, a few months ago. So I'm really excited about that. And glad that I dug into this guy. Like, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and say I never do this crap where it's like, oh, I was first on this guy, but I remember like hearing about him and just being like, all right, well, I know he's got no production, but I'm just so interested in the athletic measurables. I got to chart a profile on this guy. Glad I did, because he's really mattered here a lot more than maybe I expected. So good for him. Torrey Horton's a guy who was super bullish on in the draft.
Wait, hold on. Let me back you up here on Tesla. So my question here is, okay, we love the athletic profile. Obviously a great athlete. He's going to be the quote unquote wide receiver three. You say he's not going to matter for fantasy. I think if he does matter, it's in a negative way that he may take away Jameson Williams. He's not going to take away from Amon-Ra St. Brown, but I think he could take away from Jameson Williams. Look, make no mistake, Ben Johnson had to draw up plays for J-Mo. It's not like J-Mo just ran, not every play. I'm just saying not every game was he just running a normal route tree where they just got him the football. They drew up plays for him. They got him open, and they got him the football. And again, that's not every play, but that was certainly a part of it. And by the way, he saw such like low volume and had such crazy yards per target and yards per reception. You know, he ended up getting over 1,000 yards. If some of that goes away, his impact will be lessened just a little bit. And my question to you though, Matt, in regards to this Tesla thing, which is this, I know everyone right now is hot and heavy on Isaac Tesla and saying, oh man, this is great. You know, what a great athlete. And he's so fun and he's so exciting to watch. Okay, if I could just put on my realist hat for a second and throw a little bit of ice water onto this whole hype train in Detroit, it's this. They've got three wide receiver sets of Amon-Ra St. Brown, J-Mo Williams, and now Isaac Tesla. Okay, Tesla and J-Mo, these guys are not reliable man beaters at all. And both of them are pretty good, pretty darn good against zone, which is great. But you start running into some problems now when you're talking about Amon-Ra St. Brown being your best man beater. And by the way, he's improved significantly in that department. There's no question. But I still would not say he is, you know, he's not one of the best man beaters in the world. J-Mo, I think, really struggles against man. And Tesla, as you know, highlighted in your profiling of him, he probably just doesn't have enough reps against man coverage, quite honestly, to really have an idea. But he didn't chart out that well, right? So I would just say, okay, Matt, where do you stand on this in terms of, okay, it's a collection of guys. Maybe we like each of them individually, but I do have some concerns about them gelling together. And oh, by the way, the mastermind who got these guys in positions to succeed Ben Johnson, he's no longer in the building.
Always fair to bring up the Ben Johnson factor. There's no question about it. I totally feel you on that. That's always important to bring up. Last year, Detroit faced man coverage, according to fantasy points data, at the second fewest rate in the NFL. I think a lot of that is just because they're usually playing in favorable down and distances. Now, we'll see. Like, again, continue. We'll see about that. Obviously, if the Ben Johnson factor, the offensive line, that's all part of this. But it's also worth noting when we're talking about, like, you know, Isaac Tesla. It's always interesting to me, these teams, and because Jameson Williams is not an X receiver, but he plays a lot of X, because Detroit, mm-hmm. by the way, is third most in terms of 12 personnel. They like to use two tight ends. I imagine that will probably remain the same, although I wonder if Johnny Morton could spread things out. So it's just, how often is he going to be on the field? But I do think that you're bringing up something important here, that, like, these are three proven really good zone beaters. And obviously with Tesla, it's hard to say because we haven't seen him in the NFL. We've only seen him in the preseason. But based on the prospect profile, he faced much more zone. He faced a little bit more zone than man, and 62nd percentile success rate versus zone. And obviously Jameson Williams, we just talked about him on a recent episode. He's got a better success rate versus zone. So, the thing, though, is just, like, Tesla's definitely been pretty impressive against man coverage in the preseason. So maybe there's something there. Maybe there's just, it wasn't a horrible success rate versus man. It was 66.2%, which is not like a real, it's not like a weakness, but it's definitely below the prospect charting average. So, right. And St. Brown definitely deserves a lot of credit. 72nd percentile success rate versus man last year, getting better in that every single season. So
right.
Yeah, it's definitely something to monitor this year, though. You're right about that.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.